Recording. This is going out live on Twitch. Find me on Twitch, twitch.tv, Jesse Steele, and jesse.coffee. You can just scroll down and you can see recent Twitch stuff there. And then these matter out as podcasts throughout the week. Make sure that you go to fromasiawithlove.net, $10 a year, three blogs a week about my crazy wildlife in Asia. It's interesting. It's gossipy. It's interesting. Zach, your wife might like reading about it. Like if you're a dude, like women tend to like this. I don't know what it is. If you're a guy, think about gifting this to your wife. You can get it $10 a year. It's not expensive. $10 a year. There's a $3 a month option because you're cool and you want to pay more. And if you're one of the $3 a month people, then you're in line for other fun stuff. Like if I ever do a t-shirt, I might just mail a t-shirt to someone who's been three. I'll send surprises maybe. But that's just like you want to give me money is what that is because you like me over here. But $10 a month or $10 a year, excuse me, it's there. Okay, I've done enough about promoting myself. You know, like there's stuff I'm doing. Like today, I don't know if you're watching on the video via Twitch. And eventually I will be pushing these to YouTube as archives later on at some point. But I'm wearing the Ink is a Verb shirt today. I did that in The Point and I did that at the Pacific Daily Times editorials. Because I've been working on coding this week. So I wear the shirt that fits with what I've been working on this week. And something very interesting happened this week. A friend, my doctor gave me a big fat desk. I didn't know that desk was a verb until I got this desk. I am learning how to desk. This thing's got so many drawers. I mean, it's got, you know how really good desks have like drawers in these flat platforms you can pull out for extra spaces to set stuff. And well, imagine that type of design built by one of these guys that builds these folding collapsible furniture house things in Asia. Like in America, like efficient use of space is kind of a thing, but they've been doing that in Asia for a long time. Roll up beds. They call it lozonglo. It's like a bed loft that sits above a living space, and it's there's a bed and crawl space for, you know, it's a doubling your floor space without your bed taking up. You're like all that kind of like sleeping in a closet, like literally, they no joke, Hong Kong, Taiwan, they've got these things. There's like a great big closet, and it's just exactly the size of a bed mattress. Like literally, the mattress goes up to all the walls, and there's this sliding door. There's this storage space underneath the bed, and you crawl in there and you close the door and you sleep at night. So this type of efficiency, imagine that going into a desk. So this thing's got all kinds of these fantastic, amazing, So I've got this desk and I still don't know what to put in all these drawers. It's like this desk, it violates space. You know what I'm saying? So like that happened to me this week. So I'm still in desk mode. I'm sorry here. I just need to just look at this thing. It's like, this is how to desk. Like I never would have bought myself a desk. I would have just bought myself a big old slab, but this friend gave me this massive desk. Okay. Well, that was fascinating. Desk. Something else interesting. Oh no, I'm going to save that for the Taiwan special. So you'll get that tomorrow or if you want to go to jesse.coffee or watch on Twitch, you know, you can get that, but I'm going to do that next. Interesting stuff happened in Taiwan this week. We had, follow up to elections and we had, there's this kid that's become Christian and it breaks all the typical rules of Christianity. We're talking total Bible, the typical traditional morals, but it breaks every single rule about the normal way that people become Christian. And it is absolutely phenomenal. This kid's 14, and I'm going to talk about that in the Taiwan special. This next week. I wonder if I should save that for next Monday. I kind of don't want to say what I've got planned coming up. I think I'm going to save what I've got planned. I've got something really fascinating coming up, not this week, but the next week. So I think I'm going to talk about it next Monday. Remind me to talk about that next Monday. Okay, well, you know, anyhow, this is the Basic Weekly Announcements Podcast. And I want to say this again. And you know, this morning, I woke up at 5 o'clock. I wake up at 5 o'clock every morning. And I pray. And this morning I was studying, just looking up about being authentic. Being authentic, you know, it's hard to be authentic in anything with media because you have to take your normal way of talking in conversation and you have to put it into a format that seems real but isn't. Because it's all one-sided. You have to separate your words. You have to speak correctly and clearly into the microphone. There's a lot of thinking that goes on to make sure that the media that you're using, microphone, camera, whatever, receives what you're saying and doing correctly. Like, if you want it to seem personal in a blog, or, well, vlog, okay, we'll say vlog, YouTube, whatever, Twitch, if you want to make it seem truly personal, then the person you're looking at is staring into a camera. That's not just automatic, be natural, authentic. There's a lot of fake stuff going on there. So you have to really be authentic, but you've got to know how to tweak and sort of, you know, modify that so that it fits. And it's a lot to balance. There's a lot that goes into media and stuff and so forth. And as I keep saying, I do this Monday podcast weekly for the sole reason of doing it. Just doing it. On the talk of doing it, I've had some interesting conversations over the past few weeks about getting stuff done. In fact, there was a question that came up on Stack Exchange. The student had trouble with a professor. You're reading another book in class. It's a textbook. Doesn't matter. It's not my class. So I'm marking you absent 2 days. And asked on Stack Exchange on one of the forums, how do I deal with this? And I drafted a letter. And I kind of explained it a little bit. And then here's my letter. Try this. You know, it's your own fault. It's at risk, you know, but it's at your own risk. But, and then I had a long explanation of why I wrote the letter the way that I did. And the thing that there was a lot of answers to this student's question. This professor's so wrong. This professor's so evil. Go stick it to her. I think it was a lady. Stick it to her. Go tell her how wrong she is. And I'm like, isn't the goal for the student to have his absences removed? He's not going to do that without respecting the professor. He should have been paying attention and taking notes anyway. I presume it's a he. I didn't even say. And so I wrote a very respectful but very strong response. And in the response, I closed by saying, I don't know if the student used it or not. No word at all. But I closed it by saying, it's within my rights. I'm in ghostwriting here. It's within my rights to appeal to the chair. And if you say no to me, then I will exercise that right because I'm concerned about my grades. But I won't do any more than that. It won't go. I'd go to the chair, give him the same letter. You know exactly what I would do. There's no surprises. And I would stop there. And everybody, you're threatening. You can't do. You had me until you said that you were going to that or else at the end. And I'm like, no. Making sure that there's no surprises. And always making sure that you know what your rights are and that you're not afraid to exercise them and that you're going to do what's necessary to help your grades as a student or help with what should be important to you. Reminding people of that in conflict is always good. And it's only going to offend people that want to take away your rights. And I don't think that's this professor. That was kind of the lesson this week. And we're out of time. Cheerio, and catch you, well, tomorrow if you're doing the Taiwan special.